Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
He's a travel expert and host of Eye on Travel on WGN Radio. You see him on PBS and CBS. And Peter, where in the world are you today?
Today I'm in New York.
Nice. And have you seen what the TSA is saying about switching over to biometric measures, meaning they would do an eye scan or a fingerprint scan?
Well, the TSA is already doing the biometrics now as part of their pre-check program. However, they're now in partnership with Clear, you know the guys at Clear,
right,
to do something called Clear Plus, and that's going to provide e-gates that will take your biometric information, your facial recognition, keep that as a permanent record. So all you do is you go up to the actual e-gate, you take it takes your picture, and once it recognizes you and matches it with their data, the e-gate opens up, you bypass the podium with the TSA officer, and you go right to the conveyor belt to get your carry-on bag scanned, and off you go to the gate. They've now rolled it out as a pilot at the Atlanta airport. Next week, they're putting it in the Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington, followed by Seattle, and then by the end of this year, about 35 or 40 other major gateway airports. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, someone just texted us. They said, I traveled from Chicago to Philly last month, didn't take out my ID once. I had a carry-on, have TSA pre-check, and because of biometrics, I never showed my ID. It was actually kind of great, but also a bit scary and questionable. I didn't realize till I got to the gate that I never showed my ID. Now, Peter, we have such strong biometric laws in the state of Illinois that I think some of us got $400 back from Facebook for using biometrics. I mean, will this be an issue in states that have stronger laws about using biometric data?
Well, obviously, it raises a lot of data privacy issues, but the TSA will tell you they don't retain the data on their current pre-check system. Now, it remains to be seen what they do with the data on the Clear system on the e-gates. But for the moment, it's being looked at as a pretty good thing. You can always opt out of it, by the way. You don't have to do it. But for those frequent flyers who want to get through the lines or no lines at all, the e-gates don't compromise security, and it moves a whole lot faster.
Someone is asking, what is the best time of year to go on an Alaskan cruise, and do you have any advice?
Yeah, the two best times of the year, late May and early September. Those are the two times where the weather is still okay, where the ships aren't crowded and the inside passage isn't crowded, and you have a much better opportunity to experience Alaska without the crowds.
The Pope says his first trip as Pope, you know, our Chicago guy, Robert Prevost, it might be Lebanon. Is Lebanon safe? I mean, he's the Pope. We don't have to worry about that. But for the rest of us, would that be a tourist destination or somewhere people would go?
Well, I've been to Lebanon many times. It's not maybe first on everybody's bucket list. It's a beautiful location. It's been torn apart for years by all sorts of sectarian violence. However, when the Pope shows up, things tend to go to a halt. And that's the reason why the Pope has the power that he has, at least the perceived power, to go there and bring people together. So I think he should be applauded for that.
I know you always advocate using travel agents because they're just a good backup and they have a wealth of information. A lot of people are leaning into AI now, AI tools, to plan their travel. What's your take on that?
I go back to Reagan and Gorbachev, trust but verify. You want to use AI? Great. Follow it up with a conversation. I can't begin to tell you how many times AI has been wrong, has misled people. We're even talking chatbots on websites owned by airlines, giving wrong and misleading information. I mean, people ended up going to the wrong destination or the wrong country at the wrong time. Anyway, you depend on that at your own risk. We love the technology when it works. I'm just telling everybody, trust but verify.
They've also announced a ban of somewhat on hairstyling tools like curling irons that has to do with those that are wireless and have a battery.
Right. The TSA has added about 16 new items to the banned list on your carry-on bags. Those cordless curling irons and heating irons for hair are now banned because a lot of them carry butane cartridges. You remember the Magic 8-Ball?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's also banned from carry-on. Not that you'd carry one on, but if you wanted to, you can't. because inside that 8-ball is so much alcohol considered flammable. The other thing they just banned is any drinking alcohol more than 140 proof. And there are brands out there that are more than 140 proof because that's not just alcohol. That's flammable.
Yeah, that's flammable. Yeah, that's absolutely flammable. Interesting. And mostly that alcohol, unless it was a little itty bitty bottle, would have to be purchased after you went through the gate. So this must be something where people have those little bottles and might get through with under 4 ounces.
Well, that depends if they're going to sell them when you get through the gate. So the bottom line is you can always check them in your bag. Keep in mind, if you're traveling with alcohol in your checked-in bags, the TSA does limit you to a maximum of 5 bottles. Not that you'd be traveling with that many bottles, but that is the limit.
Thank you so much for joining us. What's on the show this weekend?
We're coming from Las Vegas, talking about 5,000 travel professionals, CEOs, hoteliers, cruise ship owners, all getting together once a year to talk about where, what, when, and how people are traveling. And we'll talk about all of that tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Peter.
You got it, Lisa.
You will find him at petergreenberg.com. That website is a wealth of information.